Watson Hall presents. Outgunned, Project Medusa. With Roger B.W. as the director.
Yes, where were we?
Gravity was no longer your friend.
Oh, we're way past that, weren't we? Or at least we hadn't got quite as far to fall.
I, as far as I recall, three of you have pumped it off the balcony.
Successfully. Excuse me. One person jumped off, landed like a feather, and then ran on.
Not how to explain.
Two of us fell off arse over tit.
And then there was... sorry, Nick, you haven't got your character name up.
It's Shane Conaway.
Yes, I was trying not to remember that. Was still inside, I believe.
In a is colloquially known in his hometown as a bit of a Barney.
Hmm. And Tiffany has gone in to rescue him.
Yes. Now, something happen right at the end?
And Igneous and Dick...
Ignatius was doing something like electrocuting everyone in the room.
Igneous-ish.
Weren't you doing feedback through all the earphones?
Oh, that's right,
earphones
through all the headsets.
And I'm conveniently wearing
them. Yes, that half of us are wearing, but...
Mm-hmm. I see. But to be fair, this is the plausible noise feedback as opposed to the beginning of the James Bond film feedback.
Well, I think we're all going to die with our ears bleeding.
No, it's the even more racist than most of them one. The first Roger Moore one.
Oh, what? The Live and Let Die?
I mean, yeah. I was immediately thinking, is he talking octopus here? I mean, it's you're spoiled for choice with the James Bond.
Not that superb scene with the New Orleans funeral, but just...
That's what comes to mind.
There's somebody at the United Nations or whatever who gets electrocuted by his earpiece.
Oh, yes. That rings a bell. Please don't do that, Ignatius. Or if you do it, modulate the frequency so it only affects baddies. You can do that. That sort of system.
Sure.
Yeah, it only affects baddies and sexists. You're fine.
Oh,
shit. Oh, Kingsman, that had the head exploding thing with mobile phone sounds, didn't it?
That seems like the sort of thing will be in that, yeah.
I'm never going to watch it again, so I'm afraid I can't confirm that, but I do seem to recall.
Kingsman. Yeah.
Kingsman,
I'm one ahead of you. I didn't want to watch it the first time.
No, it's the one that has what is sort of a hilarious, unbelievably blunt take on the classic Roger Moore ending bit. You know, I think he's tempting re-entry, sir. Uh-huh. Those sort of jokes. But it unfortunately doesn't land well. And I think startled rather a lot of people than defended quite a lot more.
Didn't they change it or cut it or something?
It was certainly on for the general release. Because I remember Mark Kermode talking, without doing any spoilers, talking about it and saying that, you know, this really doesn't land the way they expected it to. On the one hand, it is sort of hilariously funny if you know the original things, because they are so kind of... You know, carry on, Kenneth Williams turned out nice again, all the rest of it sort of ridiculous British saucy humour in a spy film. So they thought, well, yeah, sure, let's just make it absolutely, you know, right up there, so to speak.
What you need is Desmond Llewellyn to deliver the punchline.
If he'd said it, I'm not sure that...
I don't think he would
have. He said that instead of the Swedish Prime Minister.
Yeah.
I really? Because she was saying...
Probably would have had to dig him up, but...
Yeah, I think he... died in the car crash, didn't he, on the way back from the premiere? Something like that? I think he...
Certainly, he was driving at the time, yeah.
I think he was on the way back from something like the premiere of the last Bond film he was in. This is a shame.
I haven't got it. I mean, John Cleese, really.
Yeah. And Llewellyn's last words in the film were something like, you know, always leave and wanting more or something like that. And then he goes and dies. Oh, well. Anyway, yes, yeah, so we are
on, so.
So we have to do a bit of warts and hauling.
So you've got Shane and Balls broadly inside the house and Dick and Ignatius outside, and it was your action round, because we just finished the reaction round at the end of last time. So
we've been shot at outside, haven't we?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, there are definitely guards outside as well.
So I want to go over towards Ignatius and try and protect it.
Follow the sound of the blood.
Oh, you are all back on full.
Is he really spurting at that sort of pressure?
I mean, that was a great time to end a session, Roger.
It really
next
was.
Time I'm badly injured, end the session, and all our grit comes back.
I'm just reminded of it came from the late show, in which you could do things like calling for your stunt double.
Yeah. There were some rules it came from beneath the scene.
Yeah, when I skimmed through it, I got the impression they might well have been influenced by it. You could also call a film break and then just skip over the next scene and say, gosh, how did you escape from that octopus professor or whatever?
No time to explain now.
But I think this is one of those where, you know, you see the obvious, you know, serious shoulder injury or whatever, and then when next the camera is on Ignatius, it is clearly a mild graze.
Yes.
Or probably just a small bloodstain purely just on the shirt, which doesn't appear to even have a hole in it anymore.
Like those Republic serials where Flash Gordon explodes and you see his pelvic bone fly across the screen next week.
That was actually the pelvic bone I carry with me. I just got knocked off by the explosion.
They did that to the writers deliberately, though. They did it to the next week. I think it's King of the Rocket Man, where somebody gets it. The car's going over the cliff, and they've welded the doors shut at the end of one week. And how do they get out of it? Well, they open the door and jump out, don't they?
Yeah.
Even I noticed that.
It's a plot point in Misery. Anyway.
King of the Rocket Man was... honestly, an inspiration to us all.
I did love the, you know, I'm about to launch into space bit sort of thing when he went to fly, and you knew the actor's just going, huh? And that's about as far as he ever got.
Yeah. I mean, so for at least three out of five of us, BBC Two has an awful lot to answer for, because that's where we got all of this shit in the early 80s, was
Sunday mornings was BBC One, wasn't it, for a lot of these, like Zorro and all those. Oh, I think they were on
some of those. They did too.
Some of them, yeah. Zorro definitely, and
I think Flash Gordon.
Definitely Flash Gordon. I think at least one of the Buck Rogers as well.
Yeah, there was only one Buck Rogers series, wasn't there, where they've got their anti-gravity belts and they're convincingly throwing themselves out of the window every time. And everything looks just a bit like the set from Flash Gordon.
Well, obviously, it shows how accurate their forecasting of the future was.
And starring Olympic swimmer Buster, I normally do Western's Crab.
Well, you know, he had corrugated hair.
He wasn't blonde, though.
It could be.
No, you could see he was blonde. He wasn't really blonde, though. Tragically died after falling over a waste paper basket at home.
Same way that, what's his face, went from the Wild Bunch, who was in The Omen 2, who was in the... He was actually the guy who I can't remember the name of, was the actor that she's talking about in... that song that I can't remember the name of, which says about
I love
an actor
your anecdotes.
Who died while he was drinking. It was no one I'd heard of. Well, it was William Holden, whose name I have finally remembered.
Okay, and the song is
Somebody's Diner.
It's Tom's Diner.
Tom's Diner.
Oh, for the love of God, I actually saw her.
Suzanne Vega?
Yes, it is, yeah. Suzanne Vega. Yes, I actually saw her.
You say an actor who died while he was drinking. My first thought is Orson Welles.
But he was drunk and he fell over a bank.
Yeah, she was scary because she sounded on stage as good as she sounded in the studio album.
And she sounded like Tom Waits or the Cookie Monster.
No. She was absolutely... She still has the clearest singing. You know, she just sat there. I mean, quite a lot of it was just her and a guitar.
You could see her then, because my memory of seeing her actually playing a guitar on TV was how much smaller she was than it.
Yeah.
She was very much somebody playing one of those guitars like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, she needs to be introduced to the ukulele. Sopranino, perhaps.
Yeah.
Shall we play a game?
Oh. No.
We are playing a game. So what in fact was Dick doing in the direction of Ignatius?
I'd hidden, and was thinking, oh, I'll just bugger off. And then I saw Ignatius hiding behind the,
Empting to hide behind the statue.
We'll come back to that. So I actually have rules for that. I've looked them up.
Hiding behind a statue that, how shall I put it this way? Bits of it are being shot off, and some of the bits a statue should never have shot off. Arms, for example.
That's what happened to the Venus de Milo.
Yeah.
Yes, noted for her charms. But strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got arms.
Sorry, John, you've just completely blocked
me. Wipe my head there.
That song, Love Is Just Around the Corner.
I was trying to
Cliff Edwards, amongst other people.
I was trying to think where it would come from. But, I am out. My gat is out. It has been pulled from the holster that shall not speak its name, because
you didn't have to get through a strip search to get here. I point out.
He just likes it.
But they did.
Happiness is a warm gun.
why do you use Glocks? Rounded edges.
Oh, failing.
But either way, the gun is out. And
you'll get.
See, I've now got see no evil, hear no evil going around my head, but that's a whole different story. Well, going around, you know, the bit where basically he's got his hand in his pocket, she's naked in the shower, turns round, and she puts her hands up. You need to see the film. It's not particularly a brilliant film.
I've seen the film, and I worry about it every day a bit, that it was a terrible film.
But I enjoyed it at the time.
I don't wish to be repetitive, but what are you actually doing?
I'm going towards where Ignus is.
Nate is...
Okay, you can get there. That doesn't need a full action. That's a quick action at most. Are you trying to get into cover?
I'm going to try and drag him to cover, yes.
Okay.
Possibly laying down cover fire of my own.
Well, that's a different thing. I mean, you can do different things. You can spend your entire round on getting Ignatius into full cover. I think we can fairly say he's in partial cover already.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could lay down covering fire, which will give everybody except you a +1 bonus on their next reaction roll.
Ooh. Very generous of you, sir.
Do that.
I feel it might only be those who are actually in the scene, which, considering that you two are...
It's all a bit open plan.
Which is interesting, since some of us are inside and some of us are out.
Mm.
There's usually a limit to open plan, Roger. It does tend to end at the wall. I mean,
yeah, all right. Okay, that's fair enough. So, Ignatius is currently in partial cover. If you do covering fire, Ignatius will be in partial cover plus a bonus.
I'm just thinking, to be honest, it's probably easier just to drag him into full cover.
Okay. That doesn't need to roll, but it is going to take your whole round.
Okay, so it's while he's doing whatever he's doing to the headset.
That was done. I'm assuming Ignatius doesn't object to this. Okay.
Drag kicking and screaming, going, no, shoot me.
I'm very aware that dodging gunfire is not my standard skill set.
Dick, you can also have partial cover for yourself if you want to. That will get you a +1 on the reaction, but it will give you a -1 on the next thing you try to do until you come out of
this. How have nobody mentioned that we've got Dick and Balls in the same party? Have we never mentioned that?
You must have.
I'm sure nobody's mentioned
like,
that.
I feel like we must have. Okay, we'll carry on.
Okay, time to wipe you and get a new set of clones. okay, so that's that. Ignatius, what are you up to? You are now in full cover, which I will give you, mention to you, gives you a automatic success on reaction rolls, mm-hmm. and a -3 on anything you're actually trying to do that would involve not being in cover.
So what I would like to do is, I have this theory, because we've got a headset, I would like to see if I can send horrifying feedback through it. But, crucially, if I think I can do it, from my brief look at the thing, I would like to first say something to warn my fellow conspirators.
Won't that also give away your plan to people?
Ah, no, he's
probably
nervous.
But I'm hoping no. that you trust my voice more than the random guards hearing
no,
me say
he's
something.
He's going to say something that only we would know. We only have met him about 20 minutes.
It'll be like that time in the club in Ibiza.
About 20 minutes in the film. However,
Ibiza, I apologise.
From a cinematic point of view.
Well, I think that's going to be a roll.
Some kind of code. I've got one.
Mrs. Audible feedback is in reception.
do I think this might be theoretically
Paging Mr.
possible?
Sands and his audible feedback.
Okay.
Captain Brown Sounds wants to check in.
You might need to actually destroy your headset as a part of this process.
No problem. So, what I would like to say is, if this works, these headsets are ending up like that plane. Count to three,
okay.
And then do the thing.
That's
I'm hoping
actually about they the think you're quite impressed with
that. And I would like to roll something.
Yeah, that sounds like a. What does it sound like?
Probably like fix.
Yeah, I think fix is going to be involved. Let's just drag that down here where I can look at it. Yeah, how to learn the things you just never wanted to know about the detail, how your windowing system works. So yeah, I mean, focus and fix, I think, would be...
Cool. Okay, that's my 6 dice. Let's see, I jam a screwdriver into it in somewhere unspeakable.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'm not going to give you the full cover penalised roll because... I don't see what it like.
I wouldn't ask you to repair your holster, Mark.
So I've got 3 5s, and I've also got a basic success.
Mm-hmm. So that's a critical, and a basic. So you could spend that basic on doing another quick action, or you can risk re-rolling it. Or rather, re-rolling the 3 die. The critical will be enough to get the effect.
Yeah, I'm trying.
If you get a second critical, it will be a bigger effect.
Mm. Let's risk it. I haven't got immediately anything obvious to do with the other one. Nope, nothing. So I lose the basic.
So it's just the critical, but that's fine. Basically, you don't lose much by losing the extra basics. Yeah. So.
What do you do when you hear me say that? Which is going to be crucial.
I feel like honestly, that was pretty good. I probably would pull my ears.
I think I would have to make a roll to see if she understood what the hell you were talking about, because although obviously I do, she's just running upstairs and you're not a voice she might even recognise. And she's more likely to be confused than anything. I mean, would something like awareness, would you say, or...
I
don't really know.
What about...
How about awareness and smooth?
Well, they're two skills. Oh, no, you're right, smooth in it.
Yeah, that could work, or...
Nerves and survival?
I mean, crime and awareness, you know, understanding that it's somebody correct. Doing a sort of coded phrase.
Crime and
awareness. Yeah, if you like.
Okay. I feel like if John's doing it, I should probably do crime and awareness as well.
And I've got...
I was looking forward to assessing you the grip penalty for pulling your ears off.
A critical and a basic with those five.
Yep, that's fine. You've got the idea.
I've got a basic. I might re-roll
fling that to one side.
Assigned dice and hope I get another six. No. Okay, just a base. No, that deletes the basic. No, never mind. Continue on.
It'll be fine.
Shouty Connolly, they call him.
He's probably half deaf already.
Shane, your action is next, and you are at minus one to whatever you do because something is making noises in your ear. It's like that time with the drugs, only you don't do drugs, so it couldn't have been.
So what's facing me? Who's facing me? Because I was basically making a distraction successfully, rather more successfully than I was hoping.
Yes, you have successfully made yourself the main target of the guard force. Mm. And they are shooting at you.
Okay.
So,
can I see any of my other companions?
You can probably see balls in the distance over the heads of the
Tiffany's
girls.
Tiffany's fine. It doesn't have to be a surname.
I'm going to try and barrel...
I'm going by what's on your screen. I'll change it.
I could probably change that.
I think what my plan would be is to... How close are they? Because we're on like a balcony, aren't we? Or...
No, you were not on the balcony. You were running down the inside staircase.
I mean the inside balcony. Is it like an open staircase? Or is it...
I think, as I recall, you were already coming down it. It's the grand staircase down into
grand
the main ballroom.
That's what I wanted. So my idea is I'm going to barrel into a couple of them, go off the stairs, and ideally land on them at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. So basically a sort of mass brawling attack.
Well, when in Rome...
I think that would be a brawl and fight.
The shit out at the moment.
Basically what you're trying to do is crowd surf. You're trying to crowd surf the bad guys, aren't you?
Well, I want to land on
from
them.
A height.
Well, it works better than bullet surfing.
Well, they're sort of in front of me, aren't they? So I'm going through them and down through or over the balcony.
Some of them piling up the stairs, some of them around the bottom.
Wait, I need a quip. hang on.
The hardest part of every adventure.
I'm in a hurry, so I'll just be like going down. And then I'll charge at them. Sorry, it's not my best.
Well, that should certainly confuse them.
Remember your catchphrase?
Very good. Okay, I'm too old for this shit. And I seem to go much
it's not
stitch
this
than Sean Connery.
But looking on the bright side, your bonus die for the catchphrase counteracts the penalty die for the...
Okay, so I'm back up to six.
That's it.
Okay, that's a pair of pairs. It's probably not enough. So I'm going to re-roll my unsuccessful die. Cause...
Yeah, you're really looking for a critical for okay, damaging
so
these
I've
guys.
So I've got to re-roll them. Ideally, I'll get a four and a five and get a double critical. No, I'll get a one and a six. So that gets rid of one of those successes and gives me a single success. Oh, wait! I get a free re-roll because this is... Oh, no. No, I'm a shooty man, not a punchy man.
Why didn't you shoot them?
I haven't got a gun. I didn't think I was a very good shooty man.
No, you have got a gun. We stole a gun, and you've got it.
Well, how can I barrel them off the balcony? No, I'm doing
with a barrel.
I can't change what I did. I may be regretting.
Try shouting bang bang during the first fight.
So I'll barrel into
them. Yeah, but one of them comes back and shouts, tank, tank.
I guess as it was my attack...
It was your
then
attack.
Then I just kind of fumble it, I suppose, and Well, it wasn't a complete fail. It was one success. So, do I close? Yeah.
So, I mean, you're making progress. You're not blocked out on the stairs, but you're not actually succeeding in really getting through them to any great extent.
Am I closer to them at least?
Yeah. Well, you've probably just tried to land on a couple of them, and they have balletically moved apart, so you hit the floor and then pick yourself up.
Okay.
Tiffany.
Yes,
you're de-headsetted, and you've just seen this happen.
And am I towards the top of the stairs in the general?
No, you're okay. As I recall it, you had got down and you were coming in from the outside.
That's right. And I was barreling up the stairs. It's a question of how long it takes me, really.
Ah, sorry, I thought you were further back. Okay, so
I don't know how long the stairs are. I'd just come in, and that was my intention.
About two flights in terms of normal stairs. Right. It's the end of the great big ballroom, going up to the gallery.
So purely a case of how long it's going to take me to get there and pitch
in. You can get there. What do you want to do?
Oh well, when I'm there, I'm going to start beating the snot out of everybody in fabulous, you know, sort of. Michelle Yeoh carrying.
Have you remembered your skateboard?
It's probably where I left it. I wasn't running about with it as a security guard, thinking that perhaps it might give away the fact that I'm not really a security guard, more than the fact that I'm like a 5-foot-tall woman would.
Well, yeah, they probably have got some of those, but they are Michelle Yeoh, or at least played by her. So that sounds like a brawl and fight.
Yeah, pick an individual and do some, you know, karate on their ass. And fight. We get three sixes, two twos, and a five. I get a free reroll fraction of reaction, so I'll. Rolled another six, so that's four sixes and two twos.
Wow.
Okay, that's an extreme. You can try to upgrade it from. Okay, the basic one will give you, as if you just take it as it is, it will give you a quick action.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's a thing. You could use that quick action to get into partial cover, so you get a bonus die when you're defending yourself, and then get out again on your next turn before you roll.
I don't know if part getting into cover is quite the thing when you're doing one-on-one sort of...
Any sort of environmental defence.
You kick the crap out of people. I don't think so. You go behind a pillar, they shoot at you, you shoot out, you beat out some more, you dive behind another pillar.
Yeah, I could swing around a pillar or something, I suppose.
Maybe the cover is the man you just kicked in the head. Depends how it's going.
Brutal, but yes. Mm. Okay, I'll go something
but
like
in this. Any case, that was an extreme, which is, I seem to remember, quite a lot of grit. I do not, of course, remember how much grit, because that would be useful.
It isn't anything exciting like double or something like that, so that would be eight.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because if they got an extreme against you, it would be nine, which would be, frankly, a lot.
It does sound a lot.
Yeah, what the hell? Let's go with it. You are basically wading your way through goons, leaving them...
The great thing is they'll come at me one at a time, because that's how it's done.
What even is that?
Yeah, except when you want a second one in range to be hit by the first one.
Sorry,
but you want a second one in range to be hit by the first one.
I'll do perfectly,
Whom you are swinging by his ankles.
And then I can, you know, hilariously just go as if I'm about to punch Shane in the face when it's like, oh, it's me, sort of thing. That usually happens. Mm-hmm. And then I have to tell him to duck so I can punch the guy behind him.
Oh, we're back to Gloria again.
Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, this is an extremely successful turn for you. So we're back to the bad guys, and see, they will be basically shooting at you. So what you're after here is a brawn and stunt, and you need a double critical.
Critical.
Now is that for me as well, or is that just for Tiffany?
That's all of you.
Oh. Goodness me. A double critical.
Double critical.
I'm hard to kill, but I think that means things happen when I get gritty.
What happens?
So, I've got a basic.
Ignatius, you're in full cover. You don't need to roll at all.
That's one critical.
You got into partial, didn't you? Mm. So you got plus one on the die.
So if I'm doing...
Will one critical do something?
Yes.
I'm just wondering whether to keep my one critical and just stop, or whether to re-roll all three of the other dice.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Let's consult the bad idea bears for their advice.
I'm going to re-roll all three of them.
Okay, so
there you are.
So I've gone from 3 to 4. Does that help?
Yeah, in effect, it's not actually successful. It lets you mitigate the damage, so yes, that will be fine.
And, sorry, what have you done, Nick? Because you're looking thrilled.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I basically... So when you re-roll, so long as you get some kind of improvement, you don't lose your original one.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got a critical, and then with my re-roll, I got another double. So that was good. So I've kept my original critical, and I've also got a normal success on top.
Okay, so you will only lose 2 grit.
And were you saying before that in the fight, the basic I got would then give me partial cover...
Yep, so you can get a bonus die to your defense.
That's a bonus die. Okay, so taking that into account, I've got 2 basic successes, but when doing things like acrobatics, my parkour ability gives me a free reroll. Would that be
absolutely.
I'm thinking that you are bouncing around.
In fact, I've now got 3 basic successes. That's not quite what I was after.
Okay, that will mitigate some of the damage. You will take 3 grit total.
But for curiosity's sake, Roger, what are you doing with the... mechanically, with the feedback?
That's the point. They were going to be penalised by a die. Damn. Which effectively gives you a bonus die. Another bonus die.
Oh, okay.
Everybody.
Okay, I'll roll another.
Everybody was rolled.
That means
sorry,
I
thank
get
you
a double critical.
Me. Okay, you take no damage.
Okay, so I need to re-roll. Okay. That's not quite useful.
So I got a super critical. What's 4 class does?
Extreme.
4 is an extreme, and that will remove all damage.
Okay, so I got an extreme and a basic. Because of that.
No, I've still got 3 basics.
Sorry. I tried.
Okay, still 3 grit.
It worked for me. Thanks, Ignatius.
Yeah, so I don't need everybody to pitch in saying how fabulous it was. It's like reading product reviews while you've got one of the thing and it's in pieces in your hands and everybody else is saying, 5 stars, absolutely indestructible. But only an idiot could break this.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you absolutely wouldn't want to press these 3 buttons together.
Right, so I've taken a
bit
of a bash, so I'll wipe a little bit of blood off the side of my mouth.
And it's over to you lot.
Okay.
How many guards are we still looking at up here?
Well, the gold force as a whole had 12 grit, and thanks to you, it now has 3.
As any of the guards that have... If any guards have been attacked near me, have any of them dropped a firearm of any kind?
Well, the ones who are being beaten up are more on the inside. Yeah. You could go into the hall and get it, but that would you would have to.
I feel like out of away from hall is more my goal at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I will look at Dick and see where he's planning to head.
Dick is looking at the guards outside. See, Dick, look.
You get to see Dick run as well.
We've got what we need, haven't we? Well, I don't know that, but I'm assuming we got what
have we?
Everyone's leaving. We got the evidence that we needed.
Got the information.
I wasn't in the room, but I'm guessing as everyone is running out.
Is you're aware of that?
Yeah, the subtitle track just said computer noises.
I wasn't in the room. I was hiding outside.
No. Tiffany, you know that we've got everything. No, all we need to do now is go.
It's not a case of what Tiffany knows. I can't remember if we sort of got the stopped whatever, or if we just found evidence of what was going on. And we
found evidence. We found evidence. We now know where we need to go to potentially stop.
So right, quarry we need to get to.
Yeah,
choose an episode.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, then we can do that. We'll probably best pinch a car or something. Mm-hmm.
There's lots of nice ones out here.
Yeah, I bet.
So we'll grab
Shane by the by the scruff of the neck. And,
aren't we higher budget than normal this one? No,
shouldn't think so. After all,
budget. He said budget.
The Armourer blew the entire budget on a really really good lot of cheap AK-47s and 10,000 blanks.
We've only managed to get this filming location because the person who owns it is away on holiday and doesn't know we're here.
That's why we're emptying all these AK-47s into it.
They don't use actual live rounds in much. It keeps the cost down. We don't have to pay so many extras.
No, the guy who bought them off swore they were blanks.
The only
one where that isn't necessarily the case are Jackie Chan films, because they couldn't work out how to get the look of stuff bouncing up, dirt bouncing up when somebody was shooting. So they just used live ammo at his feet.
Which is easier.
That's so Jackie Chan.
He must have been really unpopular on set. People to do that and say,
yeah, it was usually him insisting.
It's the only way it's going to work, Jackie, I'm afraid. Dance, bitch.
And the real grenade, is that in the... Yes. Yeah.
But do I have to mention that?
That'll be an extra.
So Dick has got Ignatius behind him.
And you're sticking out more out of the cover.
I'm sticking out of the cover more because that's why I'm on partial cover. How many can I see in front of me, outside?
Oh, you could make an attack. So this doesn't go by individual numbers of guards. They have a collective pool of grit.
Okay. Well, as a gunslinger, I definitely want to bloody have an attack. So.
So you're if you stay in the partial cover, you will be at -1. If you choose to step out of it, then no penalty, but then you won't get a bonus on your next round.
I think I'll stay with the -1, to be fair. Let's say that. Did you say we've lost all damage?
From all the grip you took prior to the beginning of this session, yes.
Okay, so let me just... Let me uncheck my grit boxes. In which case, then, I will step out let's see what happens, suckers. So this is... nerves and shoot, I guess, is the normal shooty one.
That's what it normally is, yep. You're going against a critical.
Okay. And that is currently a normal success, but that's fine because I've got a free reroll. With the free reroll, do you roll them all again?
Only the ones that weren't part of a set.
Only the ones that weren't part of a set.
Always.
But I don't think you lose anything if you fail with a free roll.
Yeah.
Okay, so I now... Doing
well, is it?
Yes. I now have an extreme success and a basic success.
Mm-hmm.
I had two fours. I rolled two more fours and two ones. So I think at this point I'll stop rolling. So however many guards are outside, I do that, and then with my basic success, I step back into cover. If
okay,
I need to,
yeah, that will definitely finish him off. Right, the last of the guards fall. Which, of course, is the point at which Stamos steps out of a doorway.
Stamos.
With an Indian woman whom I think you've seen a photograph of before, this is Sita, standing in front of him with a gun to her head. So I don't want to hurt the doctor, but she is coming to the end of her usefulness.
Oh, he's standing outside of the door.
You swine.
In the ballroom.
In the ballroom.
Oh, so below me.
So the two of us are. So who actually
you,
sees?
You can hear him.
We hear him through the windows, which are now bullet ridden, presumably.
Yes.
The swine.
But Shane and Tiffany, you can see this.
Okay. So is he coming out of the door?
At ground level. So basically, Tiffany, you're still slightly on the stairs. Shane, you're on ground level.
Oh, I fell, not right next fell to down the stairs, did I?
That was what you were trying to do.
Okay.
Right.
But I'm sort of prone-ish.
So does that mean...
No, you pick yourself up. No
does
problem.
That mean that he's coming out of a door effectively to the side or underneath? Yes, at ground level, but I'm in relation to where I am in the plan, I'm thinking, can I actually see him, or is he coming out from underneath me? I can, right.
Yes, he's coming out of the side door. You've got a line on him.
Let it go, you bastard.
Certainly, the moment you surrender to my remaining guards...
I'll glance around.
My remaining guards? Yeah, boss. All right, boss.
Either of them.
The white flag comes up over the hors d'oeuvre tray.
Got to do something.
I'm going to continue sneaking up to the...
Stay here. What you've got, what you're holding, is critical. Please don't be holding what I think you're holding.
I put it down and pat the disc drive in my pocket. Can we let him kill an innocent woman?
I think the earpiece feedback is fading now.
Is Stanos wearing an earpiece?
No.
Bad guy, isn't he? Proper bad guy.
I'll stall him.
So I want to... That's lovely, but no one else is wearing an earpiece apart from you. Everyone else has taken mine.
Speaking rather loudly. Is this thing still on?
But he always sounds like that.
You swine, Stanos. You'll never get away with your plan.
Oh, I think I already have.
Is that what you think, really?
I would like...
I'll just keep bon mowing at him while everyone else comes out.
So, bit of a bond mow.
I think I want to roll smooth and speech. I mean, really, why not? It doesn't sound quite like a flirt, even for you.
You're not rolling many dice, aren't you? Oh, yeah.
Now, in some systems, that would have been a very good roll. But I have rolled a...
4, 5, and 6?
Yes.
You see, I usually say something like that when I roll a 1 if I'm playing D&D. See, in some games...
what are the rest of you doing?
I'm going to try and get into a position above him so that I can leap over the balcony and land karate chopping the gun out of his hand.
And
so I'm assuming it might be a stunt.
Yes, you.
He is distracted by his
gun. You couldn't do it in a single leap. You could perhaps leap to the gallery and then parkour off something and then parkour off something else.
Then she'll have to shout parkour when she's doing it, and that will alert him to her presence.
I think this would.
But that give you a chance then? Do you?
This is exactly the sort of thing I was hoping you'd do while I distract him. Unfortunately, I've done a piss poor job of distracting him.
Right. So your plan was to get someone else to do a better distraction than you were doing.
I was hoping you would take him out while I distracted him.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm going to have a go at it.
Before you commit yourself to rolling, John, I've just been reminded that because this is not the climactic showdown scene, all rolls against the villain are made at -1.
Gosh. Oh, I would have got even fewer.
What?
Yes, but never mind. You already got zero, don't worry.
Yeah,
right. This is one of the reasons why I'm attacking the gun, not him, because leaping down and just knocking him out is very much not in keeping, is it?
I am going to attempt.
Okay, so I've got a minus one. Here we go. Parkour!
To sneak through. So you do your parkour first.
Well, just trying to establish, do I need to just roll this as the parkour thing, the stunt? And then I'm there, and then I do another roll for the attack next time.
I think this would be an all-in-one roll. This is
okay. Let's get all the failure out of the time. Carry on then, Mark.
Okay. So while Tiffany is basically running up, almost showing things because she's wearing a short skirt that she shouldn't be, but the camera angle is just not quite. As she bounces around, going up onto the balcony and then coming back down with an spinning kicky thing. I am going to just sneak through the window that's beside us, which has been shot out as been pointed out, and I'm going to try and come up quietly behind at least one of the settees, and then sneak along like the ninja that what I am, to be able to get within, grabbing distance of his gun.
Okay.
Actually, more precisely, get within. I can shoot his gun without shooting her.
That's going to be really quite tricky. Honestly, that sounds like an impossible to get a good enough angle on that.
Okay, let's.
By which I mean a five.
Okay, right. No, let's. Okay, so let's
speaking of somebody whose plan involves landing next to him and kicking the gun out of his hand, I also agree that should be impossible.
okay, let's at least try and get close enough that I can basically maybe put the gun to his head and say.
That's fair enough. I'll call that an extreme.
Okay. So,
which would be crime and stealth?
That sounds good enough to me.
And John, you're on a roll as well.
Yeah, I have. I've got a critical and a basic.
So
okay, but you don't have enough spare dice to re-roll.
Well, I get a re-roll anyway, and I've used it.
Yeah, but do you have any dice that aren't in the set?
Yes, I do. Well, I do
because you can sacrifice.
Sorry, no, I don't. No, because I've got the minus one, right. So I don't.
Yeah,
okay. I've pushed that off to the side for a reason.
I
Mark, you also remember the minus one?
Yes, trust me, it's bloody annoying. That's a good point because I took one off because and then looked across and then saw my stealth is only two, not three, like I thought it was. Okay, so at the moment, I have an extreme. So, I've an extreme and then I rolled a one. So. I rolled three threes and a one.
Okay. That's a critical, not an extreme.
Extreme is four. Cool. Okay, yeah. So I've got critical. So
that's why my plan fell down as well.
Yes. Okay, so perhaps I've got close, but not...
Well, if you want to re-roll, you can sacrifice the critical to potentially, to basically a one in six chance of getting the extreme.
I get a free reroll.
It's a million to one tenth.
As I'm sneaking, I actually get a free reroll anyway.
Well, go for that first.
So let's reroll. Come on. Okay, I roll a two.
So I'll say if you stick with that, you will be closer, but you will not be in position to act.
Yeah, I'm an idiot because I could have used my in and out. It's a piece of cake catchphrase. I didn't.
Alas.
No.
Okay, I presume you can only use your catchphrase once per session or scene.
They're not very specific.
It feels like if you say it every time you do anything, that would get a bit
Well, it depends. I mean, the idea is that it's supposed to be for certain things.
Appropriate.
This would be, and I feel, an appropriate thing to use it on if I'd have remembered it for 2 or 3 minutes ago.
You've not been practicing your quips, have you?
I've not been practicing my... What?
Quips.
Eh?
Quips. Quips, lad.
Yeah, you know, like a packet of quips, the little blue salt bag and all that.
Oh, yes, okay, yes. Yeah. He's weird, isn't he?
Yeah, they haven't made those for years, like since before she was born.
Right, okay, so I get close, but I can't get an angle, so I'm hopefully still stealthed, but I can't get close enough to get an angle this go.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully I'm in a position to assist anything that Tiffany is going to do as she comes coming down from a great height with a scream and a splat. Sorry.
That's certainly very distracting, and that's why you managed to remain unseen. Tiffany does not manage to remain unseen.
Ah.
Very much not. Yelling parkour may have been my first error, but it certainly wasn't my last.
Guards, take her away. You sure, boss?
Splat.
you see what you did, what she did to Yugi, boss? Yes, pick her up, handcuff her, take her away.
Not while I've got breath in my body. Actually, that was a terrible
idea.
I'm
sure we could arrange that.
That's a get shot in the lungs kind of a quote, isn't it?
I'll step forward.
Well done.
I'll step.
How well.
Wheezy Connolly, they call it.
He touches the gun a bit closer to Sita's parietal lobe.
You despicable swain.
Do we actually care about this woman, by the way?
Hey, come on.
I have to, mechanically. The only reason I haven't already got in it because I was expressly told not to.
He doesn't really care, but he feels he has to. It's just mechanical. There's no real emotion there.
I care.
I'm also not keen on getting shot, if I'm honest. But then again,
I've got bigger things
to worry about.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you must have put a ladder in that stocking after doing that.
I'll hold my hands up. I hope you're good at shafe cracking, Chefany. That would have made more sense. I was thinking about how you escaped from a prison cell.
You say more well, sense.
One of the girls comes up behind you and puts handcuffs on you once he can work out how to reach that high.
So who's handcuffed now?
I'm handcuffed.
Nobody would ever say reach that high in relation to Tiffany.
At this point, I would like to priority stash the drive I've stolen somewhere, like a hedge. Okay. If at all possible, stash myself somewhere in hopes that I can go and break that lot out of somewhere afterwards.
So, to be fair, you know that Dick is still around.
Yeah, but not... 2 out of 3 is bad.
2 out of 3
as Meatloaf did not say.
Right, so under the circumstances, I'm going to have to surrender, even though I could take this guy. I can't risk this woman getting shot. And as they've just handcuffed you, I'm going to have to just put my hands up and glare at this evil swine.
Okay, so Ignatius is in the background not being observed, basically. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair to say. And yes, you've certainly got the hard drive stashed. So, Dick, how are you going to salvage this situation?
It's all on you, Dick.
It is, as always, on me. But... I do feel at this point it could easily be in and out as a piece of cake actually is a legitimate thing for him to for him.
I have just checked the rules on that, by the way. He's basically used it not to give you a bonus specifically, but when you act in accordance with it, you and do something awesome, you're a greater chance of getting a spotlight. It's guidance to the GM.
Ah, okay, so it doesn't actually give me anything useful at all.
Now, you may have a spotlight already.
I do have a spotlight, actually, which would give me an automatic whatever I want to do.
Single action success.
Single action success.
Automatic extreme success instead of rolling, to be precise.
Cool. Okay. I am thinking that he looks around, he sees the two guys.
Oh, sorry, just before I forget, John, add an adrenaline for that stunt.
Add an adrenaline? Oh, right, cool, okay. That's handy.
But he looks around, he's got the bad, you know, from his point of view, he has the goodies in, obviously not the goodies, because that would be weird. Timbuk trailer, here we come.
The giant dog is in the background, munching through the shrubbery.
Indeed. And so he lowers his gun from the doctor's temper. At that point,
No, Stamos is not doing that. He knows there are more of you out there.
But he's looking around. There's no, I mean, he can't see anybody. Oh, okay. At which point, at the very least, he's relaxed. He's reacting.
Perhaps, yeah, yeah.
Okay. As his eyes go to where Tiffany is.
Careful where those eyes are going, son.
Stood there with her arms, there just being clipped and with a look of righteous fury on her face.
Doesn't have to be righteous. I mean, she just gets pissed off a lot, if I'm honest.
And Shane is pushed towards her. So they're over on one side, and from the other side comes Dick, ninja-like, and basically puts a gun to Stavros' head and says, I do believe you need to let the lady go.
Now, why would I do that? I already have two of your friends. You know what to do, gentlemen. Yeah, boss. Shoot the boss. Not yet.
So,
only if this out, idiot boss, doesn't put his gun away.
Yeah. So,
take them for a ride. Yeah.
So we did. So, we took them a lovely trip round the coast in the bus.
Yeah. Take them out.
We went to the theatre.
Ah, yeah. Oh, dear. Oh. I've now got to take out Nicholas Parsons
over
my head.
Yeah, Huckabuck Neeper. I like a Neeper.
Okay, whatever you say. Yes.
Sorry, continue. Save us all.
I just turn around to him and say, well, you say friends. I say nodding acquaintances. At the end of the day, I'm more interested in the Doctor and Medusa. I already have some bidders of my own.
Are we going to get a little click and something touches the back of your head, and then that's followed by another click as Ignatius finds a gun and puts it to the back of that guy's head?
You shot nice guy, Eddie.
Given where we are, I think I'm going to use GM's privilege here. Uh-huh. I'm sure you have people interested in Medusa. Why don't we show you more of it? And something hits Dick on the back of the head.
Oh.
So, two of you are led away, one of you is dragged away. Ignatius is
watching from...
I believe the term is in the breeze.
Yeah.
I attempted to blend in, just like I do at lawyers' conferences where I wasn't actually invited.
So, while everybody's being dragged away, they are followed by an aspidistra.
you can get away cleanly. You could pinch a car. You could. Yeah, well, options are out there. Mm. You are not currently being paid attention to by the remaining security. You're kind of busy with these three.
I'd like to note where they are being dragged away to. Does it look like mm-hmm. they're being dragged to a basement? They're being dragged up
the helipad.
Helipad. Okay, and I mean, I know about this quarry, so I think I need to get to this quarry, is my obvious. So I think probably I would like to avail myself of a flash car that looks like a slightly more expensive car. Looks like a much more expensive car.
Maserati. You're not going to throw yourself off the roof and grab the skids of the Bell Long Ranger that we will inevitably be in.
Yes. Have you seen my physical stats and this extremely serious bullet injury I have?
You could perhaps steal a car afterwards. Yeah. Oh, I've landed in the car park. Right, yeah. Well, in that case.
Can I land on this very soft gentleman, and he's dropped his car keys. How delightful.
How would you be on crime and dexterity, perhaps?
Crime and dexterity? Not great, but you know what? I'll take it. Let's see.
So you try the Maserati? No.
One day, try one of the my feats will be relevant.
No.
All of those dice are cocked. Let's try again. That is a triple.
That will definitely do. You have a shiny day-glow orange Lamborghini. Definitely Cisset. Nothing to worry about here, mate.
Excellent.
To give it its full title.
Excellent. I speed off.
Well, because they drive like pigs.
Culturally appropriate speed to ensure police do not pay attention.
Yes, I'm sure.
Don't go below 80 in a built-up area.
Exactly.
It doesn't work.
Yeah,
I love it. The shot of the wheels spinning and the sweat coming off, and then him slowly driving.
The small window slides down, and an arm comes out to signal.
Try to pull out of the car park like someone who has had slightly too much wine.
Amazing!
And that's an excellent way to avoid police involvement.
Well, presumably that's what everyone else is doing. So.
The only hand signal you can give from one of these is the single finger.
and I head off towards the quarry.
Okay.
I would like to retrieve my stashed hard drive before doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
Probably ought to drop that off somewhere to warn the governments of the world.
There's just about enough space in the boot for that.
Yeah, excellent. I cram this.
Assuming it's a thumb drive rather than anything big.
It's literally a boot.
I have a lingering fondness for your 20s touring car, which is 80% engine, 20% cockpit, and there are some straps on the back for your luggage.
Yep.
it might even have one with a rumble seat. Mm. But then if you've got luggage, you have to strap it over the top when the seat's folded up, so it's not very helpful.
No. No, and that with the reserve tank as well. Where you actually pull a thing to actually give you the extra fuel in the reserve tank.
Well, that's how you know it's a reserve.
Yeah.
So before we move on to the final act, you can get your grip back. Anybody who's still down some?
Oh, amazing, you made that without losing any.
B, you can assign 2 skill points wherever you like.
Oh, blimey.
Gosh.
Hello.
Is there a limit of like 3 or 4? No, there is.
Yes.
Okay. Skill, not stat.
Skill.
And there's a limit of 3. All right. I might put one into speech. I learned a lot during that speech.
I'm going to go for stealth and cool in that case.
C, you can get an adrenaline.
Oh.
That gives you an extra dice.
Among other things, but yeah. Some feats need you to spend it to activate them. And D, you get a new feat of your choice.
Ooh.
Oh, God, that means we're going to break out the rule book.
I'm afraid so.
Quick to the rule book.
Oh, blimey.
I might take one that gives me...
I'm a fighter.
...an extra reroll during punchy things.
There's a martial arts, obviously, one.
Let's see if I can find one that will actually occur during the game.
So, are these choosing from our roll feats, from the ones that we haven't taken?
It's whatever you like.
Any feats at all, okay.
Is this the two bonus we got, Roger, do they have to be separate skills, or can I put them both in one skill?
It's just two skill points, that's it.
I've seen the perfect one for you, Shim. Car jump.
Yes, it explicitly says one feat of your choice among all available, regardless of your roll and throw.
Right, there must be one that gives you a free re-roll against punching people. I'm going to take...
Sorry, a free re-roll? Did you say free re-roll if you're punching?
Yeah.
Okay, that's martial arts, yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll take martial arts.
Because I've got it, so it's quite handy.
Actually, I've got gunslinger, but I very rarely carry a gun.
Have you got flying kick, John?
No, I'm looking at that one. I've just found the...
I'm looking at
the actual section. Nick, yeah, the martial arts feat is a free reroll for all action and reaction rolls when fighting unarmed.
Well, there we go. That's what I'm taking.
Oh, punch reload is also possibly relevant for people who are planning on fighting.
Yeah.
I'll just take the martial arts one, I think. Thank you, Jim. Free roll for punching.
But it was also hard to kill.
You can reload your fists faster than normal.
And it makes the sound effect.
Is that like a shotgun sound effect?
Everything is like a shotgun sound effect. I know people who know guns better than I do who get really irked about this, you know. That is an automatic rifle, it does not go ka-chunk.
Don't get onto ricochet sounds. I mean, on the old serials and that, they were basically the equivalent of the Wilhelm scream, but only about three of them that were ever used.
Too young to die. Actually, I'm not that young, am I?
So. Ooh, intimidation.
I've got hard to kill, but it's not come up yet, actually.
I am slightly tempted by Master of Disguise if I'm going to be attempting to rescue you all.
Is there like a lock? I'm going to take cool as my other.
There is a lock picking one. Done.
I know there's a lock picking one because I actually have it and I've used it once and I failed.
I still don't have a weapon. So,
I'm my own weapon.
Oh, there's a pistol in the library.
Oh, okay. Phew.
Obvious.
Well,
I still think you need to take cards.
Is it gold plated that, with diamond studs? And...
It getting that way. There's a lot of chrome.
Mm. It's more chrome than pistol now.
It's more calibre than good sense.
Oh, no, I've got enough brawn to fire it. That's the question. No.
Well, good fight.
Yeah, exactly.
saw one and I thought, oh, I'll take that. And then can I remember what the hell it is?
I might actually take Gunslinger. It's either one to be absolutely slightly more effective at fighting or Master of Disguise. What do I think? Am I secretly quite good with a firearm, or am I simply so bland that I can fade into almost any situation?
Undercover elephant, what an amazing disguise.
Why, thank you.
That's tricky. I don't think I'd blend in anyway. Mm. Master of Disguise.
Not even at the Old Scottish Soaps Club.
Right, I'm taking Knife Thrower, because it doesn't just involve knives. If you can hold it, you can throw it.
Skateboard thrower.
Exactly. Serving tray. That was something I thought we'd probably get round to at some point, using a serving tray like a shield and batting people in the face.
File of paperwork.
Hey, it worked in the original Batman. So, well, not the original Batman, but, you know.
Everything worked in the original Batman.
No, Michael Keaton Batman.
That was not the original Batman.
No, that's what I'm saying. Robin Adam West. But no,
Batman, you could sneak up on because he could only turn his entire body rather than his head.
Yes.
It's just a jump to the left. But still, the only person who could actually act the part of being Bruce Wayne and becoming Batman, as opposed to, I mean, he was completely wrong for the role in so many ways. No way did he look like somebody who'd spent 13 years training to an Olympic level of fitness and all that. But
he did look like Bruce Wayne.
But then they stick him in a rubber thing, he couldn't move properly, that didn't help. But he did act well for it.
Yeah. No, it's.
I have not got a lot of love for the Christopher Nolan ones. I think
Gary Oldman was really good. I thought
Gary Oldman, yes, true.
Although huge disappointment, those glasses that he was wearing in it, I thought they're fantastic. I'll get a pair of those. And I eventually, not that long ago, a few years ago, found a pair. They're called, I think they're Kirk Originals. Or was it Kent Original? Kirk, anyway, something like Kirk Originals. And I managed to get a pair on eBay because they got a bit of a mark on them. And they were orange, in fact. Mm. The only pair I could find. But still, I thought, what the hell? Let's go for something crazy. And I got them. And I don't know how big Gary Oldman is, but I'm suspecting not very big because there's only one size of Kirk Originals. And if I put them on, the arms were pretty much splayed out at 180 degrees.
Excellent.
I can't wear these. So Tina has them now. Still, very nice glasses, and they look great on him in brown, but...
I couldn't get over the way he just puts on a funny voice when he's back, and no one's like, Bruce, is that you, Bruce? Why are you doing that voice?
They're just all really polite.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to therapy, all right.
You know, Bruce, when
has
anybody
got throat mints?
Yeah, so if somebody could punch him in the balls, his voice would go up, and they go, oh, wait a minute, he sounds exactly like Bruce Wayne now.
It's Bruce. I don't know why that bothers me, but Superman taking his glasses off.
And letting the curl fall down.
True. But it's just, very Christopher important. Reeve could do it, though, couldn't he?
Yeah. Oh, superb. The bit where he's going to tell her and then decides not to.
Yeah, that is,
amazing physical acting.
And made all the other Supermen. Not that I don't think I've watched a Superman film since.
I watched Brandon Routh, I think, that wasn't terribly good.
Kevin
Spacey.
I think the last one I saw was Superman for the Quest for Peace, which is quite a good reason.
Well,
to
we
won't particularly
recall on the Christopher Reeve.
Do you know, I've only seen a bit of that one. I really haven't seen the whole thing, but I have seen all of Superman 3, and that was where I bailed.
I can't say I blame you.
It hit me at the right age. I quite enjoyed Superman 3.
Talking of bailing, as the lights come up, bare concrete wall.
Pickpocket.
Optimistic, perhaps?
No windows, no doors.
Ooh. No doors?
No bars, just a reinforced door with a small peephole.
Just thinking of some amazing construction work to build this around us overnight.
Well, concrete sets fast. Various high-tech devices on the walls. You are handcuffed.
To anything or just...
To the benches you're lying on.
Okay.
Tell me more about this man Houdini.
the peephole opens. The doctor will be with you soon. Slam. Outside, vroom!
The sound of a Lamborghini impacting against a foot of concrete. Well, that always works in the movies.
So, we have probably a drone shot because it's cheaper than an actual helicopter shot. Basically signs in Greek saying danger, blasting, keep out. But this is definitely the right quarry.
The hunter finds his quarry.
So, I mean, the people who work here have to get to work somehow.
Mm-hmm. It is probably about 2 in the morning by now.
Presumably they have a car park.
Well, there is certainly a main gate.
I just drive off.
Yeah, there are only one or two buildings up here. Mm-hmm. Those four, let's see.
Just act confident. Just fake it.
Mm. Yeah, how law abiding
no
do you
sign
think?
Of anybody in the. There's probably one guy in the gatehouse looking very bored.
I mean, if the car park's full, you're not going to stay because you don't want to park illegally. How much of a rule follower are you?
It's true. It's either or I have to find a place to pull off and leave a fluorescent orange Lamborghini-esque thing.
The car is a means to an end, Ignatius. Leave it.
That's a turning circle the size of an Isle of Wight.
Because then it will attract attention from people going, who has abandoned a day-glow orange Lamborghini? Send out a search party.
That doesn't happen in this sort of...
Please.
It is kind of designed to attract attention.
Did you take... Master of Disguise, because at this point what you could do is pull up to the thing with a hard hat on and say, oh, I forgot my lunchbox.
I mean, I was, if you were hoping to...
Shift supervisor bonus, what can I say?
You know what, I pull up confidently to the gatehouse in my horrible Lamborghini.
Well, if you wanted to be inconspicuous, may I inquire why so. You stole a day glass?
Given the choice, wouldn't you?
It was the obvious, easiest car to steal.
Okay.
The fact that he pulls up to the gatehouse and the guy is about 4 feet above him now. The fact that when he parks and opens the door, he'll have to just roll out onto the floor. All of that's irrelevant. The fact that it's one of apparently one of... The most painful cars to drive.
Can I just say, they are horrible. You are lying
it
down.
It doesn't matter. It's a Lamborghini. I mean, you've just said a Lamborghini, but we know it's a Countach.
He doesn't have the back to drive one. Yeah. But in any case, the guard is double-taking at you.
Just here to see the doctor.
Most appalling casual kind of...
He'll be back in the morning.
Well, I need to park up. Would you mind letting me through?
How are you going to persuade
We're going
him?
To die.
Try flirting. We've got to get a bonus for the Lambo,
I mean,
haven't you?
You are,
I mean, come
about
on.
Crotch level.
You're way below crotch level.
Okay, knee level. Knee level.
I don't want to bother driving all the way back into town, having to come back in the morning. Go on, do us a favour. Make it worth your while.
Well, at least this thing does about 3 gallons to the mile.
Yeah, you probably have got the fuel to get back. give me a smooth and whatever you fancy.
Smooth and...
Flirt.
Style. Go on, style it out.
Some of that is, I'm in command, I know what I'm doing.
Let's try it. Am I acting selflessly? Probably not really. I'm just acting badly.
You're coming to rescue your friends.
Come on. Okay, let's see.
You
could just sell
danger.
The Lambo and live in luxury.
You're putting yourself in danger.
Okay, then I will accept.
And thanks for bringing a vehicle we can all fit in for the escape. That's really thoughtful of you.
You just need to strap
this. We're all just hang on to the spoiler on the back.
But I haven't got my skateboard.
I've got a roof rack somewhere.
That is a basic success, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, that's fine. And the guard is honestly trying to get back to his textbook, and you seem harmless.
It'll be a student.
Yeah, he's studying mining engineering.
Don't humanise the guards, Roger.
This one's a good guy, though.
20 minutes from now, that Lamborghini's going to be smashing straight through that little guard hut. The guard's going to be toast. We
there's
don't
a lot
need
of
him
in
to...
this room for John Smith.
Okay, I hand over a wad of lira and drive into
lira?
Which presumably were left in the car.
Are they
and
not in the euro? Are we? Oh, I guess
what in the '80s?
But it looks much more impressive if it's a wad of lira.
Okay.
The number's really big.
Although, if you are somewhere where they are on the euro, it looks less impressive when they realise it's worthless.
Yeah.
I never got round to the bank to change these when we moved over. Here, do you want them?
embarrassing moments of our time. I mean, A, Zimbabwe was in enough hyperinflation that they actually ran out of digits on their current currency design software.
It's quite amazing.
And it turned out the new version could accommodate more digits, but they would not accept payment for the upgrade in Zim dollars for some reason.
I have to switch into hex and start putting everything as, you know, D, whatever.
Girdle encoding. Mm.
I'll park and look for a place that looks like where people work.
Okay, well, you've got a couple of administrative buildings that are basically porter cabin type. This is clearly not where the secret lab is. But there is the quarry itself. And from the documentation that you saw, there is basically what looks like an abandoned tunnel in the side of the quarry, which would get you into the actual base.
Okay.
You could theoretically drive down, but probably not drive up again, given the suspension of these things is really tuned for roads, not gravel.
Nah, I'll leave it. I will see if one of the port cabins happens to be open and maybe contains some, you know, workers' overalls or similar.
Well, they've got locks, but they're not good locks.
I push my fingers through the wall instead.
It's pretty much a lean against it and the door pops open sort of lock.
Yeah, I too spent many years at secondary school in those. there was one which ended up with a large head-shaped hole in the wall. For obvious reasons. I would like pop in and see if there's, jacket, hat, you know, hard hat, anything like that that would make me look
blended.
I grab them. And
you say mustard disguise gives you bones to disguise yourself, but does not suggest what roles you might be using to do this, which is interesting.
Helpful.
Love it. I mean, a focus on no to look convincing.
Yeah.
Or
fine by me. Do you want me to roll now?
Yeah, go for it.
I think you could probably get away with something like walking around with a high-vis vest and a clipboard.
I cannot use my free reroll because I've got three basics.
Okay. which is the same as one critical, don't forget. That's absolutely fine. Okay, so you are making your way into the quarry. What are the rest of you doing?
Hoping we aren't about to get murdered.
So I'm strapped to something which needs unlocking. And then with a bigger door.
And it's not me.
I'm sorry.
You could probably slide along the bench to keep each other warm.
Okay, cool. I'm more interested in the fact that can I get access to Tiffany's high heels? Because I reckon I can have a damn good go at unlocking.
How thin do you think a heel is?
No, you break the heel and basically inside there's a wire.
So I'm going to be left walking around. And...
Yeah, you might be on.
Shane might wear high heels.
No, well, I know Tiffany's wearing high heels.
Actually, it seems more in character, but yes, I did end up having to get some high heels.
Because last episode...
Faintly worryingly, I do know two shops in London where you can get high heels in large bloke sizes.
Didn't you dress as a guard, though, Tiffany?
There's one just round the corner.
I don't think I took
from Euston
shoes,
Station.
Did I?
Or they used
so you're
to
a guard in high heels?
And there's another one up by Finsbury Park.
Okay.
I know, because we used to sit and... We overlooked
Hang
that.
On. These two are comparison shopping for their drag gear.
Yeah. And you've got some really weird people going in and out.
So. You noticed as you entered. Sorry, that was a very much a just like your mum does kind of joke, wasn't it?
You see, that's emporium for drag costumes there. That's your mum, that is.
We are not sponsored by either of these establishments. No. So, I mean, we'll take your money.
Any money at all.
No.
Actually, that's not true. I wouldn't accept anything from... No, you're right, we'll take everything.
I'm prepared to take it. I may not sort of pass on the message that they're expecting.
I'm if expecting reform a would half like million to... bonus this month. So.
Well, yeah. Nice try.
That's a lot of lira.
So you're not trying to get out of handcuffs then?
Yes. Yeah.
Apparently Dick has got a plan involving me breaking the heels off my shoes.
Yeah, so basically if I can, I'll just use one of... I mean, I'll try with the pointy bit of the stiletto first, but I suspect...
It's never going to fit in a handcuff, is it?
Well, no, but you might... Okay. So
even the stiletto isn't pointy. That
did you notice how when it was Shim, the plot moved forward?
Mm. I've been noticing this for the last how long have you been playing?
Shim is actually is the Boy Scout in reality.
Anyway, go for it. Just take the heel. Take the heel. Let's see what you can do.
I'll take the heel. Snap the heel off. Take the wire out. Pick my handcuffs to start with.
Pick your own handcuffs. Impressive.
Isn't that rather? Make sure they match your outfit.
Handcuffs.
That sounds like a crime and dexterity to me.
It sounds like crime and dexterity to me.
Too. I'll give you a penalty die for being cuffed as you're trying to do it.
Okay. So at the moment, I am.
Remember, you can spend adrenaline and like all that stuff like that.
Because believe me, when you're trying to do something like pick a lock, being hyped up on adrenaline is exactly what you want.
Okay, so I've got three at the moment, and I'm using my free reroll, which gives me a basic as well. So I get a critical and a basic.
Okay, that will get your cuffs open.
Okay, so click a click.
Going, Dick.
Off come mine. I now, I mean, to be fair, in real life, handcuffs aren't particularly, are designed to not be particularly difficult to pick, because the whole point is that you just don't have people who have access to bits and pieces to do it. But more importantly, when some bugger loses the key, you need somebody else to be able to unpick the locks.
They just use cable ties nowadays, don't they?
No. No, they actually do use proper handcuffs, but it's a standard key, or at least in the States it is, anyway.
Yes, the smart criminal will hide a standard police handcuff key about their person. Mm.
I mean, you can get paracord things that have them in.
Don't you do that? Who was that one who had two stomachs and they like burped it out into there? Anyone?
Well, Houdini did.
Houdini, maybe it was Houdini. I was thinking.
No, Houdini definitely had a
diverticulum or something. That he...
Well, he had some weird bits and pieces, but he could burp and he could burp stuff out. But he also used to keep stuff down with a tied to the back of it, tied to a
tooth?
One of his teeth, and basically had a string, so he could basically just pull things back out.
He had a little winch system back there. It took a while to. Spin the handle with his tongue, but eventually he'd get it back.
Okay.
Yeah, but the steam upgrade was not a success.
Clear this sinuses out there.
Okay, so that is
from the other end.
That's another critical for Tiffany, because obviously I'll do her first. Now I've knackered up her shoe.
Phrasing.
I think I'll just match the shoes. Let's not go around on one stiletto heel.
And that is...
Give us a hand here, Dick.
Two. That's two basics.
You've got your balls
for,
out.
For Shane. Hang on, three basics.
That's a critical.
That will get you one critical,
okay,
yes.
For Shane. Bit. So okay, so we're all on. So we're all on.
Pretty handy with a stiletto there, young man.
A bobby pin. What the hell's a guy doing with a bobby pin?
But you are still, of course, locked in the cell.
Well,
but, so that's not a problem.
Shall we do the old "I'm feeling chic" technique, and then the others?
Sorry, you're what?
I pretend to be chic, and then you.
Sorry, I'm just not. I don't know if it's the echoes in here with the lack of furnishing, but I'm just not quite catching what
you're
saying.
We knock on the door, I say I'm not feeling so well, and then you bastards jump on the fella from behind.
What's he talking about?
I think he's got a plan there.
I'm sorry.
The more cliched, the better.
I mean, okay, so first of all, I'll look at the door. Is there any way, shape or form I can get access to it from this side? I'm guessing the answer's probably going to be no, but let's have a see.
It doesn't look like it. There are air ducts up there. They're quite a long way up.
Is there a toilet in the cell?
No, you're not really going to be alive in here for long enough for that to be a factor.
I'm going to bang on myself.
No, before you bang.
Listen, I got this. I've been here before. Bang on the door.
And this is why I'm not taking impulsive again for my traveller character.
What's the matter? I've got cystitis. I didn't know.
Okay, I think that's going to be a spoons and speech, probably.
I just put a point in speech. Observe what I learned during the problem with the last episode. That will be... okay, I'm going to re-roll... So it's a single success. I'm going to re-roll the two that weren't good to get a critical.
Well, thank God.
We've just cleaned that cell. Click, click, unbolt, unbolt.
I shall get into position and kick them in the face the second they come through. Or alternatively, if they're doing the old everyone to the back wall bit, I'll throw a shoe.
They presumably won't because they think you're all strapped to benches.
I'm by the door in a true. Kind of a... I'm very... I need a wee now. We've talked about all this, but that's what I'm doing in the kind of thing.
I'd probably go for lying on the benches pretending you're still strapped to them, but that's just me.
But then they'll still... If they stop and think, they might just go, how did they bang on the door?
But, Tiffany, I think you can cut this discussion very short by rolling a brawn and fight.
Oh, just kicking someone in the face. That's more like it.
Please, for the love of God, just kick 7 barrels of shit out of them.
That is one critical, and I will use my martial arts reroll to get a basic as well. Critical and a basic.
Okay.
Parkour to the face.
Yep, he goes down like a sack of extra who isn't getting paid to say anything in this scene.
Right, go through his pockets, get his handcuff key, and then drag him in and handcuff him to something, making sure he hasn't got the key to get out. Mm-hmm. And maybe put a gag around his mouth. Hey, kitten.
So...
Right. Come on, everybody out.
Okay, so after gagging...
Have we made it?
Yes, but
I fell for the oldest trick in the book. But the old shishtitish scam.
Tiffany has actually gagged you.
I should say it was the guard I was attempting to gag.
Sorry.
It's my fault. I left that open. I assumed that everybody...
You said gag him, and we just all assumed...
Well, I turn around and just... Oh, God. Idiots.
Okay, so coming out of the cell, in one, there's a concrete corridor, fluorescent lights. In one direction, you can hear a repetitive squeak, maybe a squeaky wheel or something. In the other, you can hear nothing.
Sounds sinister.
Could be an operatic mouse.
Let us cut back to Ignatius. Who has climbed down into the quarry.
Yeah, so I see something that looks like it might be an abandoned tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
Straighten up my jacket
that says,
and head straight
do
to
Do not
it.
Go in here. Keep out.
Yeah, look for all the signs saying, you know, this is not a place.
Danger of collapse, exactly. that kind of thing.
That's what I would say if I were a villain.
He walks in and the tunnel collapses.
Whoops, wrong one.
So hard to tell the evil fake signs from the actual warning sign.
Yeah, the evil fake ones have red borders.
I head for that. Let me see if I can.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let's see. Yeah. Round a couple of corners, there are a pair of guards with rifles and a quite heavy-looking sort of door.
Mm-hmm. Clearly, I need to speak to these chaps.
With your clipboard in hand.
Something resembling a clipboard, yeah.
And the word expression is very important. Yeah.
Word expression, hard hat.
Hell of a time to be starting work, lads.
At 2 a.m.
You've had a long night to take it. Can you just let me in? I've got to go and sort out the servers again.
Oh, they still haven't got those working. They didn't even pay us on time last month.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. So it sounds like there's going to be another issue coming up this month because they've got the dates. Oh, it's a nightmare, I tell you what, lads.
It's probably a smoothened speech.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Let's see, am I good at those?
We're about to find out.
Not particularly.
Brilliant.
Let's try.
Master of disguise, eh?
Yeah, I'm very disguised. I'm just not very convinced. That's nothing.
You're not one of the workers. You're coming with us.
And they open the door and bring you in.
for those of us listening, that was the sound of the GM nodding.
Okay, I allow myself looking slightly confused and protesting vaguely.
So one of them will handcuff you, and he takes you in while the other one calls for a second guard on to replace the outside. And you come round a corner in the corridor to see three loose non-guards.
May I just object to the use of the word loose there?
It's an IT guy. Kill him. Ignatius, have you come to rescue us?
Who are these people?
Oh my god, how could I not say it's a rescue?
Alarm!
See, that's the problem I was trying to tell you about. All these systems.
I genuinely thought Roger was doing a wah, wah,
a sad trombone bit. What an alarm that would be, wouldn't it? The klaxon sounds and it's a sad trombone.
You know that's going to go on all night.
Well, there goes my bonus for the week. I think I need to intervene here because he's obviously been cool.
I attempt to turn this klaxon to my advantage by distracting the guard.
Yeah, you could pull away from him. You are still cuffed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anything grabbable and throwable?
Oh yeah,
chain.
Go, I'll grab and throw it.
Well. Mm. Go for it.
I presume actually throw is a different skill than fight, isn't it? Probably. I hope I don't have to use shoot anyway. I'll go for fight if that's all right.
Brawn and dexterity. I don't know.
Shoot is specifically the throwing object skill, I'm afraid.
Thanks. So does that mean it's nerves and shoot?
Well, that depends on...
I thought brawn, surely.
It can be what depends on how you're doing it. So if you're doing it in a powerful way rather than an accurate way, then yeah, brawn by all means.
Okay. My best way is to take a totally different skill or to read beforehand what's required and go, oh no, I've only got one shift.
Right, if you want to shift those two skill points, you just add it.
Nah, don't worry about it now. But I get a plus one, so that's plus one die, isn't it? When using.
Yeah.
So that would take it. That's reasonable. But I don't get a free reroll with that. I've only got a basic success. Is that enough?
That will at least cause a bit of distraction if somebody else wants to follow up.
I can do a re-roll and risk it.
Why don't you get a free re-roll if you've got the knife skill? Because I thought the whole thing with the knife skill was it's throw anything.
Yeah, gives you a plus one when using a thrown weapon, that's what it is. Whereas, say, martial arts gives you a free re-roll for action and reaction rolls. It's a specific benefit to that.
Oh, okay, yes.
So I'm going to risk the re-roll on this one.
Okay.
And roll those. So I've now got one critical and one basic.
Hey.
Okay, that will be enough. You can knock the guy backwards. He is at least staggered for a few moments.
Roll up to him and bang his head on the floor.
Brawl and fight.
Wait, I need to quit.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you really don't. You can just punch him and then think of the quip.
What just happened? What did you throw at him?
Do you know, I'm not sure. The problem is, we're not somewhere like, you know, an orchestra pit or something where you can hit someone with the cello and say, time to face the music. So it's just not as easy.
It was a bit of electronics that was attached to the wall. That's all you really had time to see.
There you go. Yeah.
Maybe an intercom, something like that.
Well, that's
intercom, that's a really easy one to go. Looks
like the doctor is out. I'll say, and I'll bang his head on the floor. I've got six dice, how? Okay.
How do none of them match?
I've got 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. So that's a double one, so I'm going to re-roll. I get a free roll now because I'm a free re-roll now because I'm a martial artist. I'll do that first.
Martial artist?
I feel you're really devaluing the noble martial arts traditions by learning it in a week, or possibly overnight. Well, look.
Lodi's in the space of a 2-hour helicopter trip while he were on top.
I have one of those, you know, tapes. That, right, now I've got two basic successes. I'm going to re-roll my final two with my not free re-roll. And now I have a critical and a basic success.
Okay.
Bonk.
This is
I don't actually time. Say bonk. That was me doing the sound effect. I don't know why I did it with the accent. Bonk.
James Bonk.
It could be worse. It could be Teenagers from Outer Space, where at one point you do bonk your little sister.
That's just a different film to the one I've been watching.
But that was probably published before Neil Gaiman invented the word. So, when he was writing for Time Out, they needed a thing which everybody would understand, but they couldn't be sued for saying. Right. So, yeah, you have an unconscious guard. There is still the squeaking sound coming from the other end of the corridor. Getting closer, maybe?
It's got to be a gurney.
Oh,
Dick.
I will sort out Ignatius's handcuffs before I forget.
Yeah, no need to roll for that. Okay. You're in a convenient. You've even got a key, for goodness sake. No problem at all.
Yeah.
Good to see you again. I was concerned about you three.
Thanks for joining us, Ignatius.
As you can see, we managed.
That squeaking noise?
I don't know. Like a trolley. Attempting to steal a guard's jacket.
Guard R, Ahmed.
I'm armed.
Yes, he has. What does he have?
In my head, I was thinking you were asking what his name is. Is his name Ahmed?
I will pull the pistol out of his holster. You won't be needing this anymore, Shani.
Oh, thank you, I say, and take the pistol out of your hands.
No, you effing don't, Dick.
There was also the guard in the cell, remember?
Oh, yeah, okay, so we've got two guns.
Don't let the...
I wave mine, looking extremely shamefaced. It's not mine.
I would really hope not, because that form of blue is definitely not your colour.
And who combines a pearl handle with gold?
Would you like to swap?
I would, but I think that's probably a terrible idea. That one might hit something.
When I'm holding
anyway, I'll stealthily move ahead to find out if this is something like a gurney or...
Does the guard have a skateboard?
A prize fighter with one leg that's got a caster on the end of it. I don't know.
The guard does not have a skateboard. However, the squeaking sound proves to come from a group of four guards and a doctor pushing a trolley.
A bit
not
to be shocking,
isn't it? No, it's one of those metal multi-level tray things.
Right. As in wheeling it towards the cell to conduct horrible experiments on the three people.
Yes, there are things on the tray under a cover.
So
you can't
see
happening ominously.
Are they in the corridor? Have they seen us?
They are coming around the corner of the corridor. Whether they see you or not will depend on how quickly you get out of sight, or even decide to attack.
I'm going to roll down the corridor, get into an alert crouch with my gun out, and say,
I point out the sirens are already going off.
Sounds like you need some lubrication, laddies.
Well, at this stage, I don't even know what you're attempting to convey.
Perhaps we should leave it there.
Maybe we should. That seems like a good spot.
Really, I mean that. I'm sorry if it sounded sarcastic.
It's like somebody who's been told that people in action movies always have a snappy one-liner, but nobody's explained to them what a snappy one-liner is.
I mean, I agree.
It's just got to be one line, okay.
And the script's been translated from Italian by somebody who didn't actually speak English, or particularly Italian.
But he was cheap. So is that our... Right. Advertising break for this week.
Wrapping it there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roger. That was fun.
Thank you very much indeed.
It is.
Is growing on me. I do.
It is fast. Very, very, very fast.
Yeah. It's not offering anything over in quite a number of other systems is its main failing.
It's getting easier to do.
It's got a few bits in it that I think are just so vague.
There's something about
they've never come up, and yet they're the basis of the game.
I don't know if
I would feel very edgy about giving this to a novice GM, but to us, we could probably have no system. It would pretty much work.
I found the characterization really encouraged the kind of thinking for this kind of game.
I
agree with you on the character creation.
Oh, yeah,
but the actual mechanic seems a bit weird.
I guess that's fair.
But anyway.
Anyway, I'll see most of you next week, except for Mark.
I need to double check that because I've not heard anything since. But I'm supposed to have a leaders meeting, but God only knows. So we'll see.
Have a good night, everybody. Thank you.
Okay, cheers.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye.